Bromley Today with Mick Smith.
And there you are. Welcome along to Bromley Today for Monday, the 27th of November. And I'm sounding perkier than I feel. Yeah, typical Monday today, wasn't it? Rain, back to work, or whatever it is you do at the beginning of the week, i.e. a Monday. So yeah, it's one of those days. For me, it was just bleh. However, we're going to have a few tunes. Plus, we'll be looking out for what to do and where to go. We'll probably spend more time saying what happened over the weekend rather than what we got coming up. Because I think it's all going to kick off in December, of course. So we're into the last week of December. In fact, December the 1st will be on Friday. All right, let's get on with it. friends will be friends.
Email in to BromleyRadio at gmail.com or Twitter, X, at BromleyRadio1.
If you want, I'll try to love again. Baby, I'll try to love again, but I know the first cut is the deepest. Baby, I know the first cut is the deepest. When it comes to being lucky, she's cursed. Tears that I've cried, and I'm sure gonna give you a try. And if you want, I'll try to love again. Baby, I'll try to love again, but I know the first cut is the deepest. Baby, I know the first cut.
Rod Stewart, the first cut is the deepest. Talking of which, he says... Yes, the first cut is the deepest there from Rod Stewart. Talking of which, of course, I'm repeating myself, but last week, I think it was last Tuesday, I managed to cut on a tin, an open tin, I managed to cut the knuckle on my first finger, and it went right across the joint, and yeah, it was quite deep, and so it took me having to wrap around a tea towel around it and keep wrapping it and wrapping it, and then I didn't have any plasters or anything like that indoors, tut tut tut, but I certainly do now, and I kept wrapping it around and wrapping it around, managing to fasten it together with duct tape, so I went to bed like that. Yes. Anyway, obviously the next day got some plasters, some good ones actually, because they seem a bit, well, there's one particular brand that's a bit longer than the others, but what I did was I went to the chemist and they were very helpful there, Boots there in Bromley. And I just said, look, here's the problem, what do you recommend? Because after all, people that work in the chemist behind the counter there, they, or the people that make the prescriptions, they know what's best, so to speak. So rather than waste time at the doctors or even the hospital, they advised. So it was good that they were able to do that. And just hearing that Rod Stewart song, The First Cut is the Deepest, yes, it triggered me. What I've got to do is to put the plaster on sort of during the day, and so that I don't bend my finger, I've actually got a matchstick underneath the plaster, if you will, to act as a splint. But then they say, take it off, you know, give the wound a cleaning with some, that gel has got alcohol in it, yeah. And that's what I've done, so, yeah, just thought I'd bring you up to date with The First Cut is the Deepest there, yeah. All right, I'll let you know when it all heals up. In the meantime, here's Squeeze.
Across the sea. not off.
The Jacksons and Walk Right Back on Bromley Today.
If you're a charity, a non-profit making organisation, or you'd like to publicise a community event here on Bromley Radio, we can help. Email us bromleyradio@gmail.com. bromleyradio@gmail.com.
I'm Nigel Farage,
and I'm very pleased to be on Bromley Radio.
Bringing Bromley together, Bromley Radio.
Talking of Nigel Farage, he's doing very well, isn't he, in the old, well, I think, in the I'm a Celebrity, get me out of here. I'm just wondering if we could have an opposite version of that, i.e. I'm not a celebrity and I want to stay here. Now, I suppose it'd be the same sort of result, you know, the last man, woman standing there, but they're not a celebrity. We could have people from different parts of the country and different ages as well. Because I'm thinking, possibly out of all that group, Mr. Nigel Farage, a Bromley resident, by the way, Mr. Nigel Farage is one of the oldest, probably not dissimilar to myself in age. So, hope you had a good weekend. Did you go to the Hayes Christmas light switch-on? That happened down there at Hayes on Saturday, and I understand Coney Hall switched their lights on Friday. And Biggin Hill have got theirs on as well. Kindly sponsored by Biggin Hill Airport. Well, Saturday, what a day that was. Well done to Bromley FC, winning 4-1 away at Hartlepool. We was here at Bromley Radio, bringing you coverage of that game. And a big thank you to Matt Hall of Bromley FC. Does a fantastic job as a commentator. And if ever you want me to, Matt, I can possibly put in a good word for you at one of the big national sports stations. Yes, I have contacts there. Aha! But no, it was fantastic. So that's why I wasn't down at the Hayes light switch on. And then Sunday, oh, it was another Memorial Day for me personally, and I'll tell you about that after we've heard from Mary Wilson.
What I've always wanted.
Mary Wilson and Just What I've Always Wanted. So, yes, yesterday, Sunday, I attended the British Legion there in Hayes. And that's a club I've been a member of for since 1982. And my dad, who's sadly no longer with us, he passed away 7 years ago yesterday. Now, I am not, I know others do, but I'm not one of these people that would memorialise them on social media, so to speak. But, yeah, I'm just discussing with you here and now, as it were. So, yes, I went to the British Legion, where myself and my dad would go, especially Sunday lunchtimes. And I actually met yesterday for the first time a chap who knew one of the first people my dad met there at the club. And, well, my dad went on, as well as getting involved with the club and being part of the club and loving the club, he went on to be the chairman there for many years. And one of the reasons he lasted many years as the chairman is nobody put up against him. And so every year he'd come back from the AGM and my mum would say, "Is that it then?" He'd go, "Well..." "Oh no," he said, "oh look, it's just going to be for another year." Yeah, so had a good few pints there to memorialise my dad. Yeah, this one's for you, Dad.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot. Why, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. To explain, when I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same, same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go. To make a change, just sit down, take it slowly. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. Keeping all the things I knew inside. It's hard, but it's harder to ignore it. If they were right, I'd agree. But it's them they know, not me. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go.
Bromley Radio.
Hold up, wait a minute.
Natalie Cole and Pink Cadillac on Bromley Today. It's Mick Smith with you on Bromley Today. Hope you're doing all right. And thank you for downloading this, if you downloaded this as a podcast. I would recommend listening to this at night when you're trying to get to sleep. Well, we've got an election coming up here in the Hayes and Coney Hall wards. By-election. Positions on the council, and that's on December the 7th. You should have had your polling card by now, but if you haven't, it doesn't matter, as long as you can prove where you live. And of course, we need photographic ID now, don't we? And I did have a look at the Bromley website, and you can have even your Freedom Pass or your Oyster card with your photograph on it. That would be acceptable, as well as a driver's license or passport. And if you've got none of those, then you can still get an official ID card from the post office.
Good, see me through. You ain't
The Bee Gees and You in a Game. I've got some wise sayings and quotes about appearance. For example, all things are less dreadful than they seem. Appearances are very deceitful, and that's a French proverb. Things are not always what they seem. All that glitters is not gold. How little do they see what is, who frame their hasty judgments upon that which seems. That's a bit profound, that one. Still trying to get my head around that one. You are only what you are when no one is looking. And the bosom can ache beneath diamond and brooches, and many a blithe heart dances under coarse wool. The proof of the pudding is in the eating, not in its looks. Half the work that is done in this world is to make things appear what they are not. And there are no longer greater wretches in the world than many of those whom people in general take to be happy. Certainly food for thought there.
Bromley Radio.
I'm Nigel Farage.
And I'm very pleased to be on Bromley Radio.
Bromley Radio.
Now and in the years to come.
Song from days of yore.
And if you're listening to this as a... Yes, that was Mr. Edwin Collins and A Girl Like You. And what I was going to say was, if you're listening to this as a podcast, then thank you for being there and thank you for downloading. And...
good night and good luck to you all.
And if you're listening to this live on Bromley Radio, then continue to do so, please.
Bromley Radio.
I think it's disgusting.
Hello all you Bromley Radio listeners. Need something to make your day great? Then tune in to Joseph's Golden Hour on Bromley Radio at 11am to 12pm and 7pm to 8pm. English time in case you are listening from abroad. Every Monday and Wednesday. And for the next 60 incredible minutes, you will be presented by a very modest 27-year-old man, which happens to be me, Joseph. And I play nothing but the greatest bits of music of all time ever. These great music artists from the 50s to the 80s helped influence each other to create the greatest bits of music of all time ever. So please join me, my amazing producer Rachel.
Hello everyone.
And maybe even some mystery callers and other fun. So that's 11am to 12pm and 7pm to 8pm. English time in case you are listening from abroad. Every Monday and Wednesday on Joseph's Golden Hour on Bromley Radio. Thank you for listening and I hope to see you then.